You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Pump House Theatre is a theatre with a mission to support local emerging talent. As part of their programme, they host a series of creative talks, giving us behind-the-scenes insight into the world of creative processes. To hear about the talks, I caught up with Community Engagement Coordinator Mags Delaney-Moffat. Here we are now. We'll start by talking about the Creative Talks series you're running at the Pump House. What are they?
So the Creative Talks is a series of talks, as it says in the name, where we invite creatives from our community to come and talk to members of our community about their process and how they've got into the arts or connected with the arts or have some connection with the Pump House. And we've had various people. We've had authors, we've had directors, we've had actors, we've had historians. So people who want to share what they do with our community to give the community an idea of what goes on in the arts, really.
And when you're looking for practitioners to bring in, is there anyone in particular you try to highlight?
It depends who I meet and who I know. I've been doing this job for nearly 4 years now and I've almost run out of contacts. But because of other things that I do, I'm meeting people who are willing to come and talk. So the people that are on the programme for this year, we've already had two talks. I've been people that I've met through community meetings I've been to or have come and done work at the Pump House or I have seen their work elsewhere and I've just gone and cheekily asked them would they care to come and speak I haven't had anybody who's turned me down yet and we've had some quite big names. We've had Tess Duda, the author. We've had Gary Henderson, the New Zealand playwright. We have David Vert, who's a local historian, and he's actually coming back for his third time because he's so popular. He comes along and he's talked about the history of the area around the Pump House. Last time he talked about his cookery book, and he's coming to talk about the history of toys in New Zealand in August. So we're expecting another full house for him. I've also spoken with people who have produced their own show. Tatiana Hotari, who was the last speaker, came and did a Gary Henderson writing workshop at the Pump House, started to develop a play. That play then went on and was performed at the Basement, and he's going to go to Edinburgh Fringe in a couple of years' time. So she was able to talk about what it's like to put a play together from the very beginning as the writer, as well as the producer, director, and all the other hats that she wore, which gave people a really great insight into how a show comes together.
So that's a huge range of practitioners.
Yes.
What kind of folk do you get coming along to these events? Who does it attract?
It depends who it is. We have a core of people who come to every one who tend to be the people that we call the Friends of the Pump House. We have a membership scheme and the Friends of the Pump House get first dibs on everything. So they get to hear who's coming. And there's a small core of people who come along to that. And then it just depends who's talking. We did have Alex Gilbert a couple of years ago who has done work with adoptees from Russia. He's a Russian adoptee himself. He's had a TV program on in the last 12 months or so. And quite a lot of his audience were other adoptees who came along to hear him talk. We've had poets. We've had Rose Northey, who's quite well known in Wellington now. She came along and that attracted people who liked poetry.
Tell me about the events that you have coming up, the next Creative Talks.
Okay. So the next Creative Talk, which is on in June, which is on the 19th of June, it features Emma Bishop, who is a theatre practitioner and an educator. So Emma hails from further down the North Island. She's got a huge background in musical theatre, has been the president of Drama New Zealand for a long time, and is actually a life member. She has her own theatre group called Stage Antics, which runs workshops for young people. people here in Auckland, in Christchurch and in Wellington. She's got a vast experience of working in theatre, so she's coming along to talk about what she does and how she gets young people involved. Then we have David Wirtz, the historian, coming up in August. He's going to talk about the history of toys. And then in September we have a local award-winning crime writer called Lizzie Horwood, who I actually met because her two daughters came and did a drama workshop that I ran. So, as I mean, you take your chances, you meet people. Oh, you sound interesting. Would you like to come and talk about it? She won a crime award last year for first book award. She's written a book called Polaroid Nights, which is set in Auckland in the 1980s, which is quite a good read. And then we're finishing up this year with Malcolm Calder, who is like theatre royalty. He's been around the business for years and years and years, and he's probably best known to people in Auckland as being the brains behind The End of the Golden Summer, which he's performed in Takapuna on Christmas Day every year.
That's a huge lineup.
Yeah.
I think, Megs, it would be difficult to say no to you with an accent like that as well. I guess my final question to you is, why do you think events like these are important, or why do you run them?
Because I think people are interested to know what goes on. A lot of people come to theatre or performance art and they see the finished product and they don't actually realise how much goes on behind the scenes. So I think having things like the creative talks really opens people's eyes up to, well, you go and see the actors being pushed on stage, but it takes a heck of a lot of work to get those people on that stage to that point where they entertain you. Same with writing books, same with researching history, things like that. There's a lot of work goes on beforehand that we might just take for granted. And to have somebody to stand up there and say, well, this is how I got here, this is what I do, I think it really makes people appreciate the work more.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, well, hopefully some listeners can get along to your next creative talk. That's 19th of June, is that right?
19th of June, it's 7 o'clock, it's free. It's a free event, it runs for about an hour. There are refreshments available as well. And you can ask questions of the speaker. So the speaker usually has their turn and then we open up the floor and you get to chat as well.
You get to chat, so you should go along. That was Community Engagement Coordinator at the Pump House Theatre, Megs Delaney-Moffat, talking with me about their creative talks.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.